Okay, so we're going to catch up with Steve Poulin, who's the CEO and president of Swick Sport USA, and they had a huge announcement yesterday about their partnership with the Burka Bonner, the American Burka Bonner, for the next 2 years, and it's really exciting. And I know that Swick has been involved with the sport for so long and many events, and we're looking forward to getting it firsthand from Steve. He's on the other line. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I'm here, live, present.
Very good. So, Steve, very exciting news, and so happy to see Swick's involved. And we'd love to hear how it all came about.
Well, it's interesting because it has really come about as from a passionate side, and I've had to turn it from a passionate goal of mine to a business goal to be able to sell the sponsorship investment to Norway. And I've been with the Burka Bonner involved at the Burka event for over 25 years. In the early 90s, I was involved with the two factory teams, the Atomic and the Fisher factory team, and I raced the Burka several times. And for the past 17 years, I've been at Swix. I've been at the Burka behind the Swix waxing and tuning tables at the Burka Expo. And truly, I think about all the friends I have and over the years, the friends I've met, and all the friends that I met when I was racing, and I see them at the Burka, and it's almost safe to say I probably recognize or personally know half of the Burka participants every single year. So I would say it's fair to say that the Burka is really my second family, and it's really nice to go there and see the culture and experience the event itself. And, you know, professionally speaking, I've been to most every marathon, either participated or worked the marathon across the country. And All due respect to the other marathons, there's a culture, there's a passion, and there's this feeling you get at the Burka that I think everyone tries to emulate. And It's hard to do that, and they have something very special. So I wanted Swix to be more involved in the special event, and I had to find a way to really prove from the business standpoint that it was a worthwhile commitment from for our company on the business side. And I started pursuing this about a year and a half ago, really putting ideas together, jotting notes down, walking around the event for the last 2 years, looking around to see, okay, what more could we do at the event? And I started talking to Ned 12 months ago, and I told him what my goal was, to be the title sponsor. And of course, he was thrilled with that.
Sure.
And then we started talking to the organizers shortly after the 2013 Burka, where conversations got a little bit more serious. And then after that, as Ned departed from his executive director's position, and Ben Pop came along, and I was working with Ben and Susan Kendrick, and I really wanted to understand Burka's future plans, what they wanted to do with the event. And as I heard from both of them, my feeling about the Burka, I grew more passionate. I was more convinced that this was the right platform for Swix on the business side, from a business perspective. And I had to really sell this to the board of directors who I report to in Norway, and I will say they were very they asked a lot of questions. They were very enthusiastic, but whenever you propose such a commitment financially to an event, they want to see a return on the investment other than just brand building.
Sure.
And it was a task that I had to really talked to Ben and Susan about and explained the challenges I was facing. And when you enter a title sponsorship with the Berkey, it was, I would say, everything was off the table, and we knew what the financial commitment would be, and given the amount that it required, I had to customize the sponsorship package for what Swix was what Swix needed from the event. And you know, as I started to talk more and more with Ben and Susan, we both got the feeling that, boy, this sponsorship is more than just an exchange of dollars and the hanging of banners at the start and finish area. We truly believed that this sponsorship would not only, we thought it would be very beneficial to both parties. The Berkey wanted to elevate their event. They had requests from their participants to provide certain merchandising products that the Berkey was not able to provide. And Swix had a lot of the answers to the open-ended questions that or challenges that the Berkey were facing.
Mm-hmm.
So as we talked more and more, I felt a lot I was a lot more not positive, but I was more convinced that, boy, this could not be a more perfect match for an event and a title sponsor. And as we started to get into the details of the contract and outlining where Swix could get greater exposure for its brand and where the Berkey was faced with some of the smaller challenges, and we got into the tough part of the details on the execution. And in the overall sponsorship, in the overall sponsorship contract, there's a lot of components to it. There's a full merchandising component that Swix will oversee, and that will be a lot of the products sold year round with the Berkey, with the Swix Berkemeyer logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
It involves a Swix Berkey special apparel, technical apparel collection that mm-hmm. we will begin to develop immediately. It involves a uniform program for the volunteers.
Sure.
It also involves other items like a social media campaign mm-hmm. as another component.
Sure.
There will be an educational campaign as another part of the agreement, where we wanted to really educate and support the racers. And I think that if you look at the Berkey and you look at the culture there, the enthusiasm, and I look at the Swix company, they really parallel each other, not just the heritage of the Norwegian Birkebeiner,
mm-hmm.
Coming, you know, the event coming to the U.S.
Sure.
And not just Swix being from Norway, but it's really, I look at the company culture here, and I look at the enthusiasm within our company, and I see the same. The two companies, the organization of the Birkebeiner and Swix, the company, we really have a lot in common. And to match that up and to do, to work together, you know, we're going to be a stronger unit together. And we're going to elevate the Birkebeiner, I'm not going to, say the professionalism, but just elevate the event. We're going to be able to add a lot of the, components that they've been looking for. But also I think an important part is we're really going to try to connect, do a connection between the Norwegian Birkebeiner and the American Birkebeiner.
Mm-hmm.
What better company than Swix being from Norway?
Sure.
And that's a future plan down the road on how we can, you know, connect the two and try to have more racers go and participate over there and more races, more racers from the Norwegian Birkebeiner come over here.
Mm-hmm.
you know, trying to gain momentum between the two races that have the common theme and the common name.
Sure.
Per se. So it's really interesting, as I said, as we got into the details, we found so much more than we ever expected.
It all sounds really exciting, you know, and with Ben coming on board as the new executive director and then the news about Swix, it's really a nice turning point and a real positive turning point for the Berkey, because I think, you know, watching it grow over the years, I mean, you're talking about being involved in 25 years, so you've really watched it grow. And of course, you've grown as a person in the sport as well, and so many people, I think, are in that kind of zone that you talked about where, you know, it's a big family. And so it's very exciting, and I wanted to ask about possible things down the road, and of course, trying to partner up with the Berkey in Norway is an excellent idea, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of positive support for that. Is Swix International involved with other loppets in the world?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it really ties into our international strategic initiative. And that's to be more involved in these citizen marathon race events. Last year, Swix Norway signed on to be the title sponsor of the Ski Classics.
Mm-hmm.
The Ski Classics is the seven largest races in the world outside of the Birkebeiner,
right?
Including the American Birkebeiner, all Middle European base and Scandinavian base. So we signed on to be the title sponsor of that event, and we saw immense benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
And when this was brought up at the board meeting, Norway was halfway there. They understood why we wanted to do it, but
sure.
they just wanted to ask the detailed questions of, outside of branding, what other items that is going to benefit Swix domestically in the U.S. and in Canada, as far as a return on the investment.
Sure. I noticed recently we posted something that the World Loppet Association is now opening the door for other loppets to become associated with the whole World Loppet Association. I don't know if you're aware of that, or you probably are. And that's just a signal as to how this side of the sport, which kind of, you know, doesn't get the same limelight, let's say, as the World Cup or that part of the sport, but the loppets are really bringing, you know, a huge numbers of people, you know, on snow. And of course, like you were saying, it's hard to emulate the Berkey or hard to match the Berkey here in North America. You know, they're the top of the heap. Are you seeing a growth in numbers in, you know, I guess around the world? In terms of loppets, I know the Berkey has grown. I'm sure you know, in the last 25 years, you've seen it grown. But is there a growth as well in loppets around the world?
There are. If you look, I believe seven out of seven events in the Ski Classics, I think five have seen growth over the past 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a lot of the marathons grow in the smaller countries, in the Czech Republic, in Italy, and in Switzerland. You know, you look at the large ones like the Norwegian Birkebeiner, you know, they have a maximum number that the trail can hold. The Vasaloppet, the weaker racing there, they max out every year also. So some of the races are at a maximum capacity because of what the trail can handle.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones still have room for growth, and they've been showing an increase in participation. And I think that, you know, the heritage for Swix is to provide cross-country skiers with an enjoyable experience. You know, our mission statement, it's really funny. I was just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our mission statement, you know, through the ownership of a leading sports brand, we wish to develop, produce, and deliver the most innovative products and concepts preferred by the sports community. And our products are recognized by the best performances and highest quality. And what our mission is basically, what's that saying in a couple words, is we want to provide the product so these skiers can go out and Nordic ski, even alpine ski and snowboard, and we want to make their experience that much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple mission, but there's a lot to it behind the scenes. It's interesting when we're at a product development meeting and we're talking about, say, a cross-country glove, and you're talking about the thumb or index finger mm-hmm. and the fit of that. That conversation, in a good way, in a bad way, can be a two-hour conversation. They're so serious about how a glove fits or how a wax performs, and that's the passion that the company has for winter sports.
So let me ask you: did you know Ben before you guys connected at this time?
I did not. I did not know Ben. I'd say I knew of him. I've heard his name around, but we've never had the opportunity to meet or talk until he became the executive director. And you know, again, I think Ben is going to do a wonderful job. I think he has the passion. He knows the culture of the Berkey. I think he understands it quite well. But most of all, I think he sees a future for the Berkey without any limitations to his thought process. He looks at it as his comments many times when I'd bring something, an idea that was a little crazy to the proposal. Why not? And
right.
it's never been done before. And I didn't hear a lot of, well, I don't think we can do that because that's never been done. I didn't hear that very often. If it was going to enhance the experience for the participants, and that is his number one focus, is to be certain that the participants enjoy themselves and to the fullest. And he saw the sponsorship of Swix enhancing the experience of the participants in all the events throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be where we're going to focus a lot on how do we improve that and make it even better than what it is today.
Now, when I looked at the release and I saw there's 12,000 people participating, I'm not sure how fast it's been growing, but I know that they've recently publicized that registrations are already, you know, surpassing last year, I believe. So the trajectory is looking good for the Birkebeiner. Are those numbers in line with what you're seeing?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, Ben and I talked about that, and we talked about you know, the maximum capacity for the events, all the events. And you know, we talked about the expansion of the event and whether it's a little bit longer and in the week, the festive atmosphere and how Swix can add to that. So yeah, it's been, the numbers are growing. They're ahead of schedule or ahead of last year, and he's seeing a positive growth trend this year, and which is pretty consistent with the last 3 years.
Is there a cap number that you can share with us, or
We never got to that point where I never wanted to ask that, because I don't know if Ben has that answer right now.
Okay,
there's a cap, and but wouldn't that be a nice problem?
There you go. Obviously, we talked recently with him as well when he took over, and obviously Telemark situation is a factor in the equation, and we're all hoping that that's going to get resolved. I know that there's some stuff on the go, but growing the sport or growing the event does have an accommodation element to it, I guess. So that's also a factor in the equation.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I think as we went further down the road on the sponsorship, the title sponsorship, I learned a lot about the Birkebeiner, the foundation, and that maybe a lot of other people don't see, and their involvement in the community and the importance they place on the community and protecting the community, involving the community, and you know, that was an eye-opener for me. And also the challenges they face outside of putting on three major events a year, because they do they have the bike race, they have the running race, and then of course the ski events, that they have several of them. There's a lot of challenges they face as a foundation on a day-to-day basis that I don't think a lot of people see or maybe understand what the true scope of the work of that the Birkebeiner Foundation does over 12-month period.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I think the summer aspect of their run and bike is not visible. It's you know, when the skiers see the ski and the other groups see their stuff, but it is a pretty big you know, frying pan that they have on the burner all the time. Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to be involved with any of the summer stuff?
Yes, we are. We are a contributing supporter or sponsor of the bike and the ski event. So we will be present there again. Based off of the strategic growth initiative out of Norway, you know, biking and running will become a bigger part of our portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another reason to begin to work more closely with the Berkey and on a year-round basis, not just for the event as a minor sponsor.
Sure. So so when was the last time you did the Berkey, Steve?
I did the Coeur d'Alope last year.
Okay.
You know, I did the Coeur d'Alope, I believe, 3 years straight. The personal challenge for me is, we usually go out there on the Monday, to the Minneapolis area, and we visit shops and we start to prepare for the expo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stand, at the expo for two, almost 10, 11, 12 hour days, and then we pack up the expo and probably have an adult beverage and head to bed about 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's always the next morning we get up and people look at each other and we get a few sponsor bibs and we look around and go, are you doing it? And it's always 100%. Of course, it's the Berkey. No matter how tired you are, no matter how little you ate the 2 days before, we probably do the worst preparation for a race by working at the event.
Right,
it's a guarantee to be the least prepared. So, we go out there, and I really enjoy myself. And yes, it is painful the last few kilometers, but it's again, it's the Berkey, and it's just an event that you want to be part of, and to be part of it is skiing the event.
Sure. Well, there's no question. There's lots of memorable stories and that people have over the years, and. You know, you're going back 25 years, and I'm sure there's lots of people like you out there that hold the Berkey dear to their heart. When do you think we'll start to see some of the merchandising that you're talking about producing? When's that going to roll out?
The plan, I'm actually going out to Wisconsin in 10 days. I'm going to go out there for 4 days to meet with Ben and Susan and really get the merchandising program dialed in. There's a lot for us to learn, and to answer your question, I would say you'll probably the merchandising program or the date that we jotted down was close to October 1 as far as availability to the participants.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we're going to try to do is. There are certain merchandising items that are requested from every year, t-shirts and sweatshirts and coffee mugs.
Sure.
We're going to stay true to the heart, true to the Berkey participants and what they want. But we're going to try to bring a little bit more of a story. We're going to have a Swix historical kind of a retro collection that mm-hmm. we're going to introduce.
Sounds neat.
Yeah, and you'll see some really, really interesting items there. And then, of course, we'll have the Berkey merchandising program. And then you're going to see, as I mentioned earlier, a Berkey Swix technical apparel collection that will come out to be available by mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
And then what the other things we're gonna really work on very quickly is uniforms for the chiefs, the chief of the races, all the different chiefs involved at the start to finish area, timing, feed stations, and road crossings, and so we're going to work closely with them and on a program.
Anything for us media types?
There could be something there for you. There could be. We have, you know, signing the contract in mid-July, it puts us a little behind schedule, you know, 30 to 60 days. It doesn't mean that we can't catch up. We just have to probably accelerate the effort on our end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being when you sign a sponsorship agreement of this magnitude, almost the easiest part is taking the pen out and signing the contract.
Right.
The work starts right now. And part of the question the board of directors asked me is, okay, what's your capacity in your organization to take on such an event? Because when you take on such an event, it definitely takes a lot of resources internally, not just time, but it takes additional monies to be able to do it correctly.
Sure.
And being at the event for many years, we felt like we had a head start on that. It's not the first year we've sponsored it. It's not the first year we've been there.
Yeah.
And we feel like we've had a lot of little things that we have thought about over the years, kind of a wish list. And now that wish list is on our plate, and we just have to execute.
Yeah, no, it sounds great, Steve. I mean, like you said, you've been coming there for 25 years, so yeah, you know, you know the Berkey.
Yeah, the big part was the expo that we were involved with prior. And this year, in the 2014 Berkey, you're going to see a Swix Expo area. We're mm-hmm. going to have our own area within the expo. You're going to see some very unique offerings in that expo that you haven't seen before. And don't want to give too much information out because I want to have, for it to be a pleasant surprise
sure.
for the participants. So we're going to be able to offer a lot more to the participants, and I think that I hope they enjoy it. I hope they enjoy the what we're going to be able to show them and offer them, and then of course in the end it's all about doing it right for the people involved, the people who are racing, all the events from the Barney Berkey to the Cordelope to the skate race and the classic race for the full Berkey.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the retro pieces. I know Swix has a storied past, and it'll be interesting to see what you come up with. Steve, we want to thank you for spending time with us and telling us about your plans and going forward. It's great to chat with you and learn more, and it sounds like the timing is perfect for the Berkey and for Swix, and we want to wish you all the best with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your support.
Okay. Take care. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care. See ya.
Ciao.